Okay, take two. Take two, they're small.
Send it to Dave Castro.
Mark,
you know I'm sitting next to you? He just texted me, said post this.
Sponsored by thepowermagazine.com, howmuchyoubench.net, and BSN, makers of...
You want me to post this? I'm sitting right here.
Post it.
You know,
God damn it.
You know, I'm right here.
Jim McKee,
the next
your host.
He's going to say, just get fired. He's not going to tell you in person.
The host with the post. The hostess with the mostess, Omar Asimov.
In the flesh.
What? Who made that fucking phrase up?
What? Asimov?
No.
That was Mark Bell.
Yeah, in the flesh.
In the flesh. In the flesh is weird. Like, yeah.
In the fleshlight?
Yeah.
It's, you got to go deep in that. It's pretty much, I think it's from maybe Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Oh, really?
They have a song called In the Flesh from The Wall. Yeah, that's like true. The second song.
What's your obsession with like this old classic rock?
Well, I like good music. Is that kind of weird?
Kind of. How about some CCR?
How about some Taseway?
You know CCR?
Yeah, Born on the Bayou.
They're
Fortunate
like,
Son. Sing it.
Go. Hour and a half from here.
Just go.
Hour and a half
Start
from
a song.
Here.
You name the band.
This isn't a sing-along. This is the fucking Powercast, pal.
It's audio, is it?
Yeah.
It's visual.
People can
experience.
See how ugly you are.
Have you ever had a band?
Like form a band?
Yeah, we talked. He plays classical piano.
He's got
jazz
a head
piano.
Band.
Oh,
my brother's an actual musician.
These chicks don't really know the name of the band.
What's that? Screwdriver.
So you're a wannabe actor, and your brother's a wannabe musician for a living.
He actually makes money off of, like, so I had to find something to make myself feel better.
Why doesn't he make like your intro music?
Because it's too good, to be honest.
Is that part of your band?
You totally can.
What would Smelly play? Head.
You want to play the cowbell?
Yeah. I see him with like the trombone or something.
Needs more cowbell.
I'll be the Phillips head. It'll be perfect.
I don't. Well,
the nicest part about the trombone is it has the word bone in it.
Wow. Sorry, guys. I'll be back in the podcast in about half an hour. I have to post something for Mark,
who
had to text me in a memo to fucking...
Was it a voice memo?
No, he's right next to me. He wouldn't even give me the time of day to talk to me. He has to talk to me all day.
Anyway, Omar.
Hey, Mark, we were saying. Is it just me, by the way, or is there a lot of feedback in this?
Damn, you're way too technical. Get out of here.
It feels like my ears are
just
exploding.
Go one ear off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, rookie.
That's the
this
style.
Is what rookie mistake.
This is what we do in the rap studio.
Sorry, I don't have the number.
Yeah, a
what is
little
it?
Bit.
Number one?
If I'm up too close like this, or, you know.
That's what it is.
But if I'm further away, it won't be too bad.
That's
yeah. Number one podcast. Keep going.
So the number one. You guys got the number one podcast. I understand the fitness podcast. What are you doing with your microphone?
Us and Jillian Michaels. I don't know if you heard of her. Multi-million-dollar
fuck
trainer.
That bitch.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm just kidding.
I mean,
is she a homosexual?
Sorry, what?
My
Jillian
Michaels.
A metrosexual. Can we talk about that?
I don't think you call girls homosexual, do you? Just
they are,
call
though.
Lesbian, don't you?
But isn't that offensive?
Muff diver.
Right. So we're about licking carpets today. That's the topic?
Yes.
Today's topic? Okay.
Yeah, topic of
the
day.
We got a new carpet in here.
You did get a new carpet.
It matches the drapes.
That smells
nobody's licked it.
We don't have any windows. Does that mean we have no
that's
drapes?
Not true.
So
you have to always lick it before you install it.
When did you discover you were a metrosexual? Like
yesterday.
What age? Yesterday.
What's metrosexual? Just means
can
like
you speak English?
No, I'm posting. All right, I'm multitasking.
You're doing two things at once. So
and chewing gum,
you're
walking.
So you're too cool for the Powercast. You got to text something. You got to post something.
Sorry, guys, I've been squatting for the last 3 hours.
He's on Instagram.
What do you think about his 400-pound squat, Mark?
It looked like shit.
It looked like shit.
It looked like he was going to die.
Is he off the team?
That's why I didn't even come in. I'm like, there's nothing.
Why would I come in?
Nothing good's going to come of that.
That was beltless, sleeveless, wrapless, undieless.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, undieless? Ballsless.
We okay.
Just
raw.
It just, Rowl TV.
It's just going to hurt for the next 3 weeks.
What was I going to say?
Nothing good. It was probably a lie.
You can call a lady a homosexual.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to.
Thanks for the fun fact.
Yeah. You can also call Canadians homosexual.
You can.
What's going on with Canada? Why are you from there and stuff?
Yeah, but why do you look like you're from the Middle East?
I don't know. It's those eyebrows, I think. I kind of have those half natty eyebrows.
Oh.
It's almost like a unibrow.
Pluck,
going
wax,
on.
Trim.
Just keep them all natural, baby.
Oh, wow.
You know, when Omar showed up yesterday, I thought maybe Aladdin was here.
Aladdin. Here to grant you 3 wishes. Go ahead.
Speak of a good Halloween costume,
that's
buddy.
That's not a bad one. I like people.
Awesome. I could
online.
Be the genie and Mark could be the hot girl.
the
what's
hot
her
girl?
Name?
Jasmine.
Oh,
Jasmine.
She's hot.
Arabian Nights.
Or the monkey.
The monkey.
I'll do the monkey.
You could be the Jack genie, man.
Come on. You could be a monkey.
Brass monkey.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, have you seen the Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes?
I have not.
Oh, not even Bits and Pieces?
No.
Oh.
His best film was Boogie Nights.
Mark Wahlberg's amazing, by the way. I love him.
Just because he had an enormous dick in that movie.
Just call me Dirk Diggler.
I was just going to ask if it's racist that all the monkeys look like Michael Jackson. Mark said I was racist, but I just think it's a fact.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think it's racist. Go on with your ethnicities.
Yeah, I mean, it's great on the internet where people are like, are you fucking Arab? Like, where are you from? Are you Spanglish? I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, Ass Muff's a bit of a name.
Are you Egyptian? Yeah, it's like, you know, Ass Muff, Isbuff, Isuf.
Yeah, what are you, Jordanian?
I'm Canadian. Oh. 100% Canadian.
Really?
Yeah.
Mom's is from Canada?
From Canada. Born and bred. Actually, that's a lie. I got a confession that's like, no, I'm not even joking. This is big news. Hey, listening tip. My mom has dual citizenship. She was born in Detroit.
Oh, wow. My God. Yeah.
Your mom's a rapper.
She's... Yeah,
8 Mile.
Related to Eminem.
You're part
of Zant.
You're part of Insane.
Your dad is...
So I'm actually... What does that make me, guys? Come on. She has a dual citizenship.
It makes you gay.
I joined
the team. I'm on your team.
Yeah, you're back
okay,
on.
We're back on the team.
Slim Shady's your father. That's what you're saying?
Well, he would have been about negative 25, so I'm going to go with probably
Eminem's
not.
Like 45, isn't he?
What's that?
Eminem's like 45.
He's looking pretty old.
He could easily be our father.
Our father?
Well, like,
we're related
the same
now?
Age. We're the same age,
there's
buddy.
There's a big relevance. Who, I find out I'm half American first.
Yeah, our father.
Our who? Father. How about we call this pot like PowerCast Confessions, where we just share one weird
okay, we'll
thing.
Go around in circles.
We'll
go around in circles.
I just did it. I'm like,
no,
I'm
something's got to be weirder than
something,
that.
Right?
No, that's not weird, weird though. What's your confession, Smelly?
Give me a confession.
I don't know.
No,
come on. Open
say
up.
One thing that the world and nobody at this table knows about
I have
you.
No idea what
open
that
up
would
be. Or don't open up too much. You know what I mean?
Let's not get weird, but let's be open.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start with that. I have no idea.
Everybody knows about your bunghole, so that's no secret.
Yeah, it's ripped apart. He's 42 years old.
Eminem is 42.
You're 38 and your bunghole's 42.
1972.
It's like when they do an autopsy and like, the guy's insides. It's like he was 25, but he had the insides of a 75-year-old.
Dr. Oz does that. How does Dr. Oz do that?
Dr.
He puts
Oz
you in like
a
tube.
Everything's supposed to extend your life by 10 years. If you did everything he said,
green
you, should
tea.
Like, you should be like 340.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Vampires pull it off.
I'm going to live forever.
They got it worked out somehow.
Rich forever. Right. Oh.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Jacked and tanned forever.
Oh.
Actually, you wouldn't be tanned, though. See, that's a big dilemma.
Yeah, because that takes years off your life. Oh, that's him.
Like, you live forever. You would be probably jacked.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, a vampire could spray tan.
Wesley Snipes, hello.
He's black. He's not tanned.
But he's a vampire.
Jesus Christ.
He's
what's that?
He's a vampire.
He is. But
he's also purple.
He is purple.
But he's a daywalker, though.
Yeah, he's a half imp.
He puts a serum into his shoulder, though.
That's what he does.
That's just so he doesn't drink blood, not so that he's not a vampire.
Oh, I thought that's always half vampire.
He's half
I think
vampire.
He's full vampire and then serum so he doesn't.
We're going full retard right now.
All
right,
we're going to check this out.
I like so Wesley.
So what's the topic today, guys? We're going to say confessions, but Mark, I like that. Like Mike and I are like, yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. Let's share. And Mark's just like, he gives the look, I'm not going to do that.
Like next topic.
Yeah, next topic.
I have no idea where to start with that.
Mark, for everybody who can't see, is drinking entire
bottle
brew right from the bottle.
Bottle.
When that kicks in, he's going to start confessing everything.
And crying. And holding my asshole.
Exactly.
42-year-old asshole.
That.
What did you ladies do all morning?
It's kind of...
Hot tub?
It's secret. Well, there was the hot tub.
Did you go?
Hot tub time machine.
We went to... So Mark's slow burning it with me. He took me to some hipster place for breakfast.
Where was it?
Italian?
Bernardo. Oh.
It's called Bernardo's.
That's great.
It was very tasty.
Ola Davis is a little hipster.
He ate carbs today.
Every
pancakes
day.
For breakfast.
Pancakes.
I feel like we're just like breaking all these big news stories here.
He's going to...
Half
American. There's a good confession.
I'm a chip-in. He's eating carbs. Like he's gonna give me something. Give me something, Mike. Give me something. No one knows.
Pancakes were fantastic.
They were tasty.
I'm wearing really tight underwear.
Okay. He got egg whites though because he's a little bodybuilder. He doesn't want to get fat.
I did that.
He was scared. He's like, what
are you gonna bench? Like 550 tomorrow?
Yeah. How much are you gonna bench? Just hype it up right now. Hype it up for the people.
450 for tree.
I went heavy last week. I'll probably bench like a pussy.
So I come down and you're just like, you know what, guys? It's a deload week.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Marcus is going to bench 5.
That's cool.
Or
congratulations.
Not. Or not.
Maybe not.
I've been doing this a long time, so whatever.
You already put up.
Go check his old videos.
I'm still weak, so I'm on the come up last 6 years.
The what?
The come up.
The upcoming.
I'll say it one more time. You want me to say it one more time for you, Mark?
Don't call it a comeback.
How about you put your other headphone on?
You think
HD.
He never does that. Like this? This is how he...
We're all copying.
That's how it goes.
Works.
It's not bad.
What about those old phones?
What? Oh, the paper cup.
That'd be great.
Phones?
Yeah,
oh, those are great. Yeah.
No, paper cup.
Yeah, where you put the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
well, that kinda. Too, but like an Mark actual phone. An actual phone.
Mm. Phone, phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, brrr, hello, ding. Hello, hello.
Like this brrr, thing has a cord.
Give me room service.
There was cords around when I was
a kid. Yeah, when I
was a kid. Yeah.
When I was ancient, yeah. When I was a wee little, when I was a wee little boy.
Hmm.
Just to have one corded phone in your house in case, you know, your cell phone dies and there's no power.
Yeah, I don't even know if I have a phone. Everyone just has a cell phone. Yeah, no one has a
phone.
That's
what they say.
Yeah. In case an earthquake or something.
I would just as soon get rid of mine, honestly.
If a zombie apocalypse happens, it
we're all so
matter.
Fucked yeah. anyway. It doesn't
Who are the
matter.
Three people you would take with you when a zombie apocalypse happens?
That you know or just celebrities?
I mean, anyone. That you know or celebrities. Like, if you're like, you're fucked. Like
John Wellborn.
The happening.
John Wellborn would be a good one. John Wellborn would kick some ass.
Yeah.
Maybe Robert Oberst.
Yeah.
I just don't think anybody would help. I think they'd just leave me behind.
Yeah, they're all too selfish.
Leave me in the fucking dust.
Well, after you ran the Prowler yesterday, how I saw you running, I probably wouldn't take out. You were like at the top of the list, and then you're kind of just like walking with the Prowler. If a zombie comes, if a zombie runs after you, you're going to like walk away.
Zombies are slow.
No, they're fast. Dude, have you watched The Walking Dead?
The issue is there's too many different types of vampires and zombies. Like, are we talking I Am Legend zombies? Because then I'll just stay in the light. Duh.
Or 28 days later?
Yeah,
zombies
yeah,
are
yeah,
really
so
fast.
Many different things.
How come no one thought about going on an island or like a fucking ship? That's like my question. You know what I mean?
Why,
they
no
can't
one,
swim,
right?
I don't think.
Was it Return of the Living Dead? The
all
one where
the
they
80s.
Try to where they try to go to the island at the end.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one.
Oh, you plot reveal.
I'm gonna spoilerize the shit.
Spoiler
out of
alert.
Yeah, at the end, like they're running away, and the way that they think they're gonna survive is they get on a boat. And they take this boat to this island, and they think that the island's going to be safe. And what they're greeted by is more zombies that fucking kill them.
So don't go to the island.
Yeah, the camera falls over, and you hear them all dying. So
that makes it. What if you go to like in Canada? There's a bunch of islands near fresh bodies of water that are just completely like uninhabited. So if you just get
underneath
up there,
Alaska,
to the east.
Oh,
east. Alaska's like on the very western.
I know.
Okay,
where Alaska
okay.
Is, but
okay,
I think
you know
there's
what?
Islands
you're
there
gonna
too.
You're going to learn something today.
Isn't there islands there too?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, Alaska. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And the water, and then there's land,
so,
and then it's an
so
island.
So off of New Brunswick, off of
is that under like Iceland or something?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Iceland somewhere.
Well, you know that
where the Vikings come from.
World War Z ends up in Halifax.
Dude, I saw. Did you watch that film, Brad Pitt? We're gonna play the game with Mark. Like, have you watched that?
That's
dude?
A pretty good
I've
movie.
Seen it before. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty.
Yeah,
good.
I have.
Yeah,
it's all right. It's not as good as the book. The book
I don't
was
know
awesome.
If I've seen the book.
The book doesn't have a story though. It's all a bunch of stories.
I probably just saw the book and then never wanted to touch it.
No,
books,
it's
books are big.
Yeah, books
there's
are. Dumb.
There's a lot of words.
It's
I like,
picture
books, aka
pages.
Comics.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like one of those books about World War II where people tell their personal stories, and it's just a bunch of stories, but it's all zombie apocalypse stories. Like, people who survived.
Yeah, that shit's all fake, I think. I might be wrong, but I think it's fake.
You think that zombies are fake?
Yeah, I think all that shit's fake.
Until it happens.
Then it becomes real, I guess.
Then you know what? All your Instagram followers mean nothing.
Exactly.
Mean nothing.
They can't.
What if all
you?
The zombies start following me?
They could operate mobile devices.
Maybe.
Okay. Okay, these are some next-level zombies.
Yeah, it's possible.
I didn't think about that at all.
Speaking of followers.
Talk to me.
Bring it around.
Hey, Mark.
Let's talk about your YouTubing.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
from BoobTubes, YouPorn.com.
Some people that listen to this show, not most of them probably.
Maybe a handful.
Would like to know, you know, some fucking secrets. But also just give us a little background on your YouTube page, how many subscribers you have.
Yeah, who are
and,
you?
I'm a little more asthma.
Just sort of like how and why you got it started.
Sure. Okay. So currently, to answer one of the questions, how many subscribers I have almost 300,000.
Jesus Christ!
40 million views, you know. Started,
God damn.
Started making it, honestly, because I was bored as hell. I was working as a trainer at the time, and I felt with the clientele I was having, I had more of an athletic background that I wasn't really doing the type of training that I wanted and the type of content.
Were you like 19 or something?
Yeah, I was 19. And so I just, when I was Googling online, I was trying to send a client one day some exercises to do, like a stretch or whatever, just as a reminder. And so I YouTubed it, and there's a guy, Daystorm, and he had a video and had like a million views, and he's just like outside in the park doing calisthenics, and he was like funny and whatever. I'm like, what? I'm like, a million views?
Yeah, what the hell?
What the hell? I'm like, what do you got to do? So I'm like, you know what? Like, let me just what if I film something? We'll see how it goes. And I never entertain because I'm like, how do you make money from this? No idea, right? You're just – someone's watching a video. I have no idea. So I thought, film a video. Let's see how it goes. And I filmed a couple, and they received really well. But then I didn't know how to monetize it, how to do anything with it. It was just like a fun little hobby. So I let it sit for a couple years where I built up a business that I had in Toronto. And then bit by bit, I started noticing on YouTube, I'm like, people are getting paid to do this. They're making money. This is actually kind of viable to earn some money off of it and earn a living doing it. So I decided to start.
You son of a bitch. You got into it for the money.
I'm all about the money. I'm all about the cash hole.
Damn.
Yeah.
Greenbacks.
It's about $20, you know, earn a month.
Here and there.
It's enough in Canada.
You shouldn't feel too bad, though. I was listening to an interview with Paul McCartney the other day, and everybody looks at the Beatles like, oh, my God, they made this amazing music, and they made this huge contribution, whatever. And he and John Lennon used to sit around and go, all right, let's write a swimming pool right now. Like, they were thinking about the money. It was always about the money.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm mentioning that because I guess one of the topics is, like, is it even viable, like, what we do or, like, why do it and whatnot? And I've said before how, like, you have to do something that you're passionate about, something that you enjoy. But people are like, can you get paid to do that? So it's, like, kind of the emphasis that, yeah, you can get paid doing what you like. Right. Doing.
Our boy Brandon Campbell did like a whole video about money.
Shout out to Campbell. Yeah, yeah. He broke down everything.
He's listening. He's listening in his new Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Another new Mercedes-Benz?
No, I don't know. I just
probably
know he drives
underpants.
He just keeps buying.
I just know he has a breathing nice Mercedes-Benz or Benz and a really hot wife.
He's too good looking.
You think he's good looking?
He's hot.
Yeah. We have no qualms about
saying that. So would bang out of 10? Okay.
Would bang.
I think his fiance is good looking. Hopefully she's listening.
Ew, that's weird. That's a weird thing to say.
You guys haven't seen her?
Well, I have seen her.
Yeah. Oh, okay, huh?
We're talking about Brandon.
You're really gay, huh? Fake gays.
This is
dogs.
Sacramento.
And his dogs. I've seen his dogs.
Do you like his dogs,
They're
too?
All right. I like dogs.
Okay. Yeah. You like everything. So what you're basically saying, you have a whole crush on Brandon's lifestyle.
Yeah.
You support his lifestyle.
I support you, Brandon Campbell.
Who do you guys watch on the YouTubes? If you watch at it. Like,
Silent Mike.
At all. Yeah, fuck that guy.
So...
I watch everybody, actually.
It's incestuous.
Mark doesn't watch nobody but himself.
Yeah.
I go through streaks for watching people, and other times I don't.
Yeah, I'm a secret YouTube watcher.
No.
I don't watch.
You know what I watch?
Are you one of the haters that like creates like a fake account and you just like talk? No, yeah, it's like,
jump on everybody.
No,
else's
shit. I don't even have the time to.
That would be too much
work. Patience. Yeah, I don't like. I just watch. My name's Silent Mike on there.
I sometimes dislike my own videos.
Yeah, just self hate.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Self
keep myself grounded.
Self inflicted wounds. Actually, the thing I'm most lucky to watch on YouTube is cover versions of songs by people who are recording them in their bedrooms with
that are good or like
with
horrible.
It depends.
I like watching horrible stuff.
There are some good ones and there's some really terrible ones.
It's like American Idol.
Yeah.
You watch like the tryouts.
I only like the worst ones. Yeah.
The only judge.
I feel like that's all a setup now. Like the first couple of people just sucked and that was so funny. And now they purposely pick people to act a fool.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
And that's all, folks.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Time to reel it in. What gave you the confidence to get started? Because I've had people ask me that question before and I find it to be pretty interesting because I think I just got started and I didn't even fucking think about it.
Totally. I absolutely agree. I think
I didn't think about it till like later on and I was like, well, maybe I'm not as expert as I thought I was, you know, but
it's kind of like I feel if there's too much like paralysis by analysis, like, oh, right. Like, is this content right? Like, is this angle? Am I shooting it correctly? Am I editing it?
Right.
Oh, did I sound good? What did I say? You think too much about it and then you'll just handicap yourself.
Right.
It's better to go out there, keep developing the content. And hopefully, like, I look at some of the videos from years ago and they're awful. Like, you know, like from when it first started, like, I literally, if you look at the camera, the way it's like set up, my head's a quarter in the frame and like, at the like, there's just like a lot of blank space. There's a Febreze bottle right next to my head.
In general, though, the message has been similar throughout, or has that evolved and changed quite a bit also?
I think it's become more refined and simpler and to the point, whereas before it was like, it's kind of like, it's like fitness, like training, like becoming better, like the best that you could possibly be. And now I've sort of incorporated more what I call like that athletic aesthetic, like a sort of training philosophy to it and anchored it down. Before it was like just getting in shape and like feeling your best. And now it's about a specific, more specific pursuit then over time.
You were mentioning a little bit of maybe pursuing a little bit of Olympic lifting.
Yes. Are we doing this now?
So
is this time for confession?
So, I mean,
you're making me do all these confessions. You said nothing more. You've been a silent accomplice.
Is that important to you to, you know, have you know, with Olympic lifting, there's a little bit more athleticism, a little bit more finesse. There's more flexibility.
You're saying all the right answers.
There's all that kind of shit involved.
Is
that
we're thinking the same?
Is that one day together important to you? Like, you know, you don't want to just be a big fat power lifter. That's not really the main goal for you. So you have a bunch of different goals, multiple goals.
Yeah, like I don't think I want to be multifaceted. I don't want to just excel at one lift or like one discipline.
You're tired of being so strong.
I'm tired of being so weak. I can't hack it. Therefore, I got to try something else until I find what I'm good at it. Right? No, but it's like there's a as you said, there's an elegance, there's a ferocity and intensity to Olympic lifting that I respect, and the discipline that it takes, where they're very technical when they lift, and I think it has a carryover to a lot of different either sports or activities for the body. I think also the mobility requirements are good to get in that position for the snatch and clean and jerk. So you have to take care of other elements outside of your lifting in order to do Olympic lifting. So it kind of just feels like something that would be a really fun pursuit, something to expand my horizons and learn new things and become just better overall.
Are you ready for the 10 to 20 lifting sessions a week?
Oh, I'm ready for it. Dude, I don't have a job. Nuts. I put up YouTube videos, which I like. I love. Like, it's honestly, like, when to get back to the question, like, why do it or why do you decide? It's like I wanted to work for myself and do something that I love, right? So it feels, it's like, oh, 10 to 20. It's like, I'll do it, absolutely, because I love my gym. I love the environment. I love training. So it's all easy then. Mm.
And we love you.
Oh, I love you too, Mark.
Oh, well, executed.
What is this, fucking Barney?
That was a Dr. Phil moment right there.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
A well-executed snatch, really. There isn't anything that looks better than
that. I just want a shirt that says Snatch Master on it. Like, just on the front. I'm so basic, it's not even funny. Like, I'm the simplest guy.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Why does your gorilla shirt only have half a head?
Because, dude, I'm wearing a gorilla shirt right now that's a zombie from the zombie apocalypse. Zombie gorillas.
Okay.
Yeah, they're also going to get infected. We're all fucked. I should also mention I'm wearing Mark Bell's knee sleeves, also known as the knee sleeves, on my elbows just for extra support. My swell bows.
And your button of your jeans is undone and no belt. Why is that?
No, the buttons are up, but I took my belt off prior to filming because I wanted to be comfortable.
Too many pancakes this morning.
We have been blowing up food. Let's talk about food for a second.
We really
Mark.
Didn't, though. Okay. We really didn't
I know.
Eat that much. It's
okay, so
sad story.
So here's the confession. It's like,
but we ate pretty good last night. That was pretty good.
What's even more pathetic is we're eating super healthy. Mark's like, man, I could go for some ice cream. It's like, let's have some Quest bars. And so we just eat some Quest bars. They're like cookies and cream. It's like, what's the worst thing that I've ate so far that
cookie
I've
dough,
been here?
Cookie dough.
Yeah,
Quest
cookie,
bar.
Yeah, cookie dough is great.
Those
it
are
awesome.
Really good.
Yeah, they're really tasty.
Did he take the Quest bar up to his bedroom where the refrigerator is with the ice cream and just stick it in there? Is that what happened?
Well, that's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea. No.
Quest bar, cookie dough, and some ice cream?
I haven't let him upstairs yet.
Now you're lying.
He hasn't seen the ice cream stash yet.
We've been eating so healthy, it's kind of pathetic.
Or that shower. Your shower is amazing.
It's pretty big. Yeah.
I haven't been in it, but.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Really?
I mean,
really?
I wish. Really? You don't think I would admit that. My fans know. All these listeners know. I would love to
the
be
three
in
three fans know. I want to shout out two people quickly that watch the PowerCast all the time.
Is it vegan?
Oh, listen.
Is one vegan?
Vegan.
All right, let's not talk about him. Can
now,
we just call
not?
Him powerlifter? Because I don't
Nigel
know about vegans.
The vegan?
Let's call him Nigel.
We could say vegan if you want.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. The vagina powerlifter.
Nigel, my assistant, he loves the stuff. And Jason Costantini, the watchers. Like, he's been actually watching Mark's channels since 6 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Years back.
Shout out, Nigel.
Yeah.
And Costantini.
And he's called Tiny, even though he's like 330 pounds.
Oh, damn. Shit. Did he do some geared lifting? Was he into all that?
No. Like, just like he was lifting, took some time off, and now he's back on in full swing. Yeah. Where's the slingshot? His bench is blown up, actually. If you want one of the best endorsements, no joke, his shoulder was all banged up, and he started using like the slingshot and whatnot, and his bench press has really progressed.
That's
like,
awesome.
It's gone. Like, he took 2 years off lifting, and I think he started at, like, you know, benching two plates back again, and within a year, he's back up to, like, 370 or something.
The gym that you're in is looks like it's heavy into powerlifting. Are there a lot of powerlifters there?
Yeah, it's about 80-20 between powerlifting and Olympic lifting. So it's like a strength-based gym. There's some athletes, you know, like some marathon runners.
Some people
runners.
Just coming in there and
marathon
some
runners?
Cardio, yeah. Or is there none of that?
There are no cardio bunnies. That is one unfortunate, like, great big loss. They're just big, sweaty dudes.
So that's like super training.
We have the same problem.
Just super training. Well, you guys do have the number one alternative lifestyle gym, I heard, in Sacramento. Yeah. Or actually, was it number two?
In the world.
We took a look at the ranking. It's number three. You guys have been bumped down.
Damn. Yeah.
It's hard out there.
I know.
Competition.
Oh, it's hard.
It's always
stiff
hard.
Competition out there. Yeah.
You could say it's stiff competition.
Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah. I'm digging, by the way, for those that haven't been down, this, like, I've never been to your old gym, but this is an awesome gym. Like, I want to do a whole tour of it.
Yeah, people are uninvited. They're not invited, but you can give them a tour. They can go virtual.
My question for Mark is, like, when do you become a communist? Like, the gym is free. Like, people don't seem to realize that. You can just come in and train. It's kind of weird.
He's the ultimate capitalist.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's freemium.
Yeah. You buy nothing here and you just train. Sounds too good.
You pay with your blood, sweat, and tears.
I thought you were going to say something else.
You pay with your asshole. You pay with your asshole. I mean,
up front, deposit.
Yeah.
Up front and in the back.
Can you stop touching your Instagram, man? Are you addicted to this stuff? Did you post it?
Yeah, I had to post. I got an order from my boss, and I did my job, all right? Oh. I'm trying to do my job in here.
I'm sorry.
You know what he does?
Oh, Omar's trying to cancel my job. He's trying to hold me back.
He'll like his own post that he signs in as me and likes it. Then he signs his MB Slingshot.
We talked about this last time.
Three automatic likes from himself.
I've never once posted a picture of myself on Mark's Instagram.
No, you said he did it once.
Oh, once. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. No. But it was. I honestly think you told me to.
God damn, if that was me, I would do that all the time.
He must have had carbs or something. Like, his brain wasn't functioning properly.
Yeah. Running off ketones. Son of a bitch.
Those goddamn ketones will keep you sharp every time.
Mark, what's the lowest body fat you've ever gotten to?
I have no idea.
I've seen the photos.
No, Omar understands body fat. I was about to say, everybody's so fucked up with body fat. Keep going. 100 people that are 6%.
And it was like an 8%, but I don't have any idea.
That's probably a legit 8%, though.
It may have been. I was fairly light at the time, too.
Yeah.
I think
was that when you were like 215 wrestling?
Yeah, I was like I was 205. I got down to like 205, but more recently, even like when I took those like BSN photo shoots and stuff, I think maybe 10.
Yeah,
maybe. You know, I don't know.
People
10, 12.
Always underestimate. Like, you were legit. You said like you full on abs, everything. Every bro in the gym was like, "Hey, what body fat are you?" And they're like 7%. Yeah. It's like they don't even have abs.
No, you must be 6%.
Yeah. 7%.
Alberto Nunez went like, he gets ridiculously shredded, and he went and got like I don't know if it was Bod Pod. It was something pretty accurate.
It was like within 1% accuracy. Oh,
no, it was. It was DEXA, which right now I think is the standard.
Yeah.
It's most accurate.
Yeah.
It's like an MRI, and he was like 7.
Yeah. Or 7,
and that was stage ready.
Shredded. Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy.
When he came in, he was probably, and podcasted with us, he was probably 2 or 3 weeks after a show. He was so veiny. Yeah.
Some of the power lifters that look pretty good that are big, that are 280, 300 pounds, some of those dudes, they can look pretty awesome at like 18% body fat.
Right.
Even like they have so much muscle that it just like holds. Yeah,
Like someone like Derek Kendall. Like, I have no idea what his body fat percentage might be.
Probably above 15.
It might be well over 20. Yeah. I have no idea. Yeah. But he just has so much fucking muscle.
Or even like Dan Green, right? He's probably 12 to 15, but he looks ridiculous. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. Jay Nara, even Hamilton's pretty jacked. He never takes his shirt off. You know, Jeremy, what's going on, buddy?
Shout out to my boy who's preparing for Raw Unity.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I think he's going to put up some awesome numbers. He's been training really well.
It's sort of top secret.
It's top secret. I saw him just let it happen, people.
600 for 10 or something.
Oh, he did 600 for 10 and his nose was bleeding. It was pretty. It was one of those like Rocky moments where you're there and you're just like,
have you ever had a nosebleed?
Man, I don't lift any weight that's like respectful. No, I don't. No, I haven't.
When you get one from lifting, it's pretty crazy. I haven't had a lot of them. But it comes from like the spot
deep
that
in your soul,
like your heart.
No, you feel it like in your mouth. You know, you taste it.
Really,
it's fucking weird. Yeah.
I assume that was like max effort. Like, were they like PRs or was it just like a normal training?
Maybe big sets.
I could have been bending over to tie my shoe.
I've never had one either. Yeah. That's painful.
I've had one.
Ever. I've had like eye blowouts and even like a.
You've had
bit
eye
of,
blowouts?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
what? Like where the veins pop?
Yeah, it gets pretty bad.
That dude. Yeah. When are you gonna come out taking steroids?
Oh, I thought the gay thing. No, I was like,
we
out, buddy.
We already knew that. I mean.
Yeah. The other blowout, you get like a little blood vessels in your arm, like after a lot of strain. Like even on a squat, I'll get that.
Oh, that or like doing a deadlift?
Yeah.
That's actually
my traps in a deadlift.
What's the number one injury you're most afraid of when it comes to lifting? I'll tell you right now, it's a bicep tear. I don't know why.
I have no fear.
I don't even have no fear. Oh, look. Oh, he's trying to be all brave.
I don't. I think as soon as you think about it, you're going to get it.
It's your fucking hat that you're wearing.
Yeah,
okay?
Hate.
You think, yeah.
Shout out Mount Vincent. Yeah. The fat owl.
Yeah.
The bicep tear is
greatest nickname probably ever.
The fat owl.
Mark, fat owl.
What's the fat owl in Winnie the Pooh? We should call him that. Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Winnie the Pooh has a fat owl friend.
How do you know? You watch Ellen.
Oh, sorry. I was a kid at one point. Yeah. I wasn't born at 26.
That's weird.
Haters.
Winnie the Pooh's gay.
Winnie the Pooh knows how to party,
he's wearing
dude.
Pants.
He knows how to party.
Yeah.
He's wearing party. A crop top t-shirt.
Our guest who's taking a fucking belt off before a podcast makes Winnie the Pooh gay.
I just want to be comfortable with a couple dudes. That's
and you don't
so
think
weird.
Winnie the Pooh does?
is that so weird? Like,
the,
what, like,
fat owl.
The fat owl.
Fat owl's not that fat, though.
Fat owl.
Yeah, the owl was just called Owl.
His name is Owl. That's so sad. Winnie the Pooh's friend is named Owl.
Yeah, but that owl's not. That owl's not nearly fat enough to be Matt Vincent.
But it's still funny.
He has a pretty badass torso. I bet he squats a lot.
Yeah, he's got a big head.
Yeah.
The owl, not Matt Vincent.
No.
God damn.
But I was going to say on the
these are some
of,
fat owls right here.
That is a huge owl. On the subject of injuries or whatnot, or
blowouts.
Yeah, blood vessels popping. A dude that once again also listens, Jordan Moffitt.
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah.
Mr.
Awesome.
Bacon.
Awesome guy. Bacon's and barbells. Check
that
it out.
Looks a little bit like him.
His eyes when he deadlifts, like the blood vessels pop. It looks scary.
He looks like a chihuahua that kind of pop. Literally, his eyes pop out of his face sometimes.
And like the blood, and it stays for days. Like it just looks like a gunshot to the eye.
Yeah, Jordan's pretty
Those
strong.
Cartoon ones were good.
That's not bad. No one can see what we're looking at.
They will. We'll throw it on the screen or something. That's gross. Who is that? Oh, those are funny. That's like Matt Vincent. Email him that.
Right. Yeah.
That's him. That's him.
That's him right there.
With a little bit nicer hair and a comb over.
In a nutshell.
Oh, wait, the owl has nicer hair or Matt has nicer hair?
The owl has nicer hair, but Matt has the comb over.
Anywho's.
Back on topic.
Yeah, what's going on in Canada? Why is there so many powerlifters? Or is that just who you associated with so we think
that
about
is who
it?
That's who I associate. It's not you. It's the company you keep.
Yeah,
boy.
But do you think it's popular over there?
It is. Oh, in general, powerlifting has definitely kind of blown up in the last year.
You think it's because of rough, buff guys? Or do you think that's because of the YouTubes?
I think it's because of the YouTubes. I think there was a general
You're taking credit. Just take
I
said, it.
No, not me. Okay. I will not. But I think I was talking with Mark about this yesterday, that there was a trend once YouTube came out and some video content where you could be kind of jacked, you could be lean, where they saw maybe more normal people or guys, like you were saying before, efforting, where they look really good and they lift a lot of weight. Right?
Yeah.
And then you have also a lot of normal people lifting insane. Like a guy, I remember one of the ones, his name's Jay Rhodes or something, 160 pounds, deadlifts 500 pounds, uploaded maybe 6 years ago, and it got 2 million views.
Who's the Canadian kid, the IPF?
Which one? There's so many.
I think he's a 165 or 181, so strong as shit.
Hancock. Is it Hancock or is it Hancock? I don't know.
Hancock. He's strong as shit. Yeah. Shout out to Hancock.
Yeah, he's Hancock. Also strong. Hancock.
Hang on my
cat. What would be the best nickname?
Last name?
Or last name.
We come up with them
Power
all the time.
Or something.
Mark's brother did a video. You guys could probably search on YouTube. What's it called? The name game?
Name droppers.
Name droppers. So funny. They do a whole skit and they're dropping names I think NFL in this one, but they do the whole thing. But we could do it powerlifting. Don't ring my Mark Bell, or
yeah.
And they go on for 5 minutes. It's amazing. It's a whole conversation too. It's fucking money.
You guys have some of the best nicknames for your gym goers. You're Dick Lickerson.
Yeah.
Yikes.
The best and the worst.
The best and the worst. The worst, he doesn't seem to mind the nickname.
No, that's the worst.
He's never been
that's the worst
actually,
part.
Yesterday when I first landed and I was at the gym, I was training. And I'm like, is that Dick Lickerson? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to introduce myself. And I'm saying, hey, Dick Lickerson. I'm a huge fan from the Powercast.
And he's a fan of you, Dick.
Yeah, he's like, thanks. Appreciate it, brother. I'm like, all right, he's totally comfortable with the nickname.
Yeah. He probably pulled you in all close and everything, right?
Yeah, how do you smell?
He looks like he would be super strong. His forearms and whatnot.
Yeah. He's the 400
pound. He's got that going for him.
He has an ogre body. Looks like
the 400-pound Triple H.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So gross.
We're talking about wrestling yesterday.
We did. Yeah, we did. We talked all about all kinds of stuff. It's
the wee hours of the night.
Really? That's
weird.
And
Mark tucked me in, and next thing I knew, I woke up on the other side of the bed. And that's another story.
Yelling something about a cuttlefish. He ran away.
Cuttlefishes are weird, man.
Oh, how they look?
Aren't they?
When you go inside, you see outside of Chinese restaurants or whatnot, they have the duck, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have the cuttlefish. It looks like an alien from another planet.
Yeah. Do you know anything about a cuttlefish?
No, I don't. I know it tastes disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never eaten one.
The texture's a little weird.
I think they have the brain of a puppy. So they'll play with you and stuff. They're weird.
What?
Yeah, if you put your hand in the water, it'll come and jump on you and shit.
You mean it has
not the actual
the intellect. Oh, you mean just be playful?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where you do that with a goldfish, it'll fucking run away,
Yeah. Well, goldfish are dumb as shit. I think I had 3 goldfish, from
there goes
3 to 6.
There goes our PETA sponsorship. Thanks, buddy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, that was me. That wasn't you guys. Mark's a friend of furry animals. But you don't own a dog or anything.
No.
You were never, not for your kids?
No.
And dogs? You don't like dogs?
No.
Like dogs. Wow. Okay, so fuck PETA then. Like, we're totally off. Yeah. So don't even try with that. We could just say whatever then.
I'm not a fan.
Those are some scary. What's the weird? Squids have the weirdest looking
squids
eyes.
Squids are weird.
How they're like monstrous.
Do you like Shark Week and shit?
What is Shark? I've never understood that. What is like?
It's like a week of like the coolest shark documentaries.
It's on Discovery Channel, right?
It's amazing.
It's a real thing, right?
It's a real fucking
crazy.
Thing.
It's crazy.
It's so amazing.
I like the like myths of time past where like great white sharks or whatever they're like 40 feet, like just jumping up and like swallowing someone.
That's what they. That's the whole
cool.
week of that.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to hunt down the fucking biggest shark ever.
I prefer Shark Week myself.
But Shark Week. That's every week in the gym.
Yeah,
that's super training.
There was some poop going on yesterday.
Yeah, so a little bit.
A couple people randomly decided to visit Mark. They're really big fans.
Was your guy.
And I think, no, he was not my guy.
The French guy?
He was not
the
French guy.
That's great. He's listening right now.
Whose fan was he? Jim, answer the question.
He's a fan of the gym.
Thank you. There you go.
Actually,
boom.
From all
boom.
I can,
drop the mic.
From
drop
all
the
I
mic.
Can tell, he was a Matt Ogus fan. He was wearing Matt Ogus' shirt to our gym. Yeah.
Why has he never trained here? He lives in the same city as you. You guys have an amazing gym. It's
Matthew.
Free. You guys are, for the most part, cool.
Okay. I don't know. Well, no.
Matthew.
This is the opening
invite. Let's talk about something more important.
Tell me, Mark.
Let's talk about your breasticles.
Okay, my chesticles.
They have not been on display for us yet.
No,
I'm quite hiding it.
What's
up with the pec
pubes? Are they
pubes?
Not man-groomed enough?
Yeah, the pec, keeps those little pec pubes and all those fucking...
You know what it is you gotta tease first. You gotta build anticipation. You can't reveal everything right off the bat. Then you're just cheap, right? Slow tease.
And what happens if there's like a wardrobe malfunction?
Then they just pop.
Your
right
fans seem to go. Your fans seem to go crazy.
You know who actually goes
nipples,
crazy?
Nipples, nipples, I saw nipples, nipples.
But like
they
10
get
years
into
old.
A panic. Yeah. I see all the comments.
Did I see a nipple? Am I gay now? It's like, how about you just everyone calm
everyone
down.
Just settle down.
It's all good. You know who actually
cats
flips
have
out?
Nipples?
If your sexuality is on such a razor's edge,
then you probably just accept who you are.
Yeah.
Does this? Yeah. But I was going to say.
Maybe they're using you as like a gateway.
I discovered gay porn. You're watching your videos, yeah. No, I was going to say that the people that flip out the most, like forget online, is fitness chicks. When I was wearing the stringers or whatnot and like the chest, they're like, oh my God, like your breasts are sticking out. And like without fail, chicks mention it.
They were jelly.
Well,
what's up with the stringer thing? That's like a fad going nuts.
Me doing the stringer or stringers
everybody,
in general?
Everybody.
To be honest, like, so why do I choose to wear them besides displaying my nipples? Is because I feel they're really comfortable. Like they're light, they're loose. Like when you bench and whatnot, like I feel restricted.
Why don't you just wear nothing then?
I would if I could, but
you'll get kicked out.
He just routinely told me, "Do not." He told me to put on more clothing.
A stringer,
inappropriate.
A stringer, still, you're still rubbing your gross skin all over
you,
the bench.
Someone had a conversation with you about that in the gym.
No, I wish.
You wearing more clothing?
No,
I love that.
Yeah, I wish.
Hey, anything for more followers, right?
I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's awesome. At the end of
the
end
gym
of the
owner
day.
Like had a
he
sat
he
you
said,
down.
Omar,
sat
me down. He
come
said,
to my
no,
office.
He said, "Son, you know I like you. I respect you."
He's like, "Listen, Omar, you left your shorts here yesterday." He just holds up like a little G-string.
Yeah, the Speedo.
Tweezers
and
gloves.
You know,
tweezers.
We don't appreciate using leg press. You know, when you're wearing this.
Yeah, we don't appreciate you curling in the squat rack.
God damn.
I do that, but there's like 14 squat racks in the gym.
We do it too. That's a dumb
It's
myth.
Convenient.
Yeah, we do it.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
Where else are you supposed to curl? There's no curl racks at a real
curl
gym.
Heavy for some reason. It hurts your back way worse than deadlifting.
We've done it out of the monolift. Like, where are you supposed to curl?
I once got a crazy back pump when I was like younger, like doing curls. It must have been the most bullshit curls. If you could film it and then upload it. You know when people film people at the gym and they're like, check out this idiot.
Yeah,
that would have been me. That would have been.
What about the top secret curls we did yesterday?
Oh, that was. We did synchronized
did
curling.
That make the video?
Oh, it did.
Did I make the cut?
Everything. No, we kind of blurred out your face.
Yeah.
And just said, like,
use
known,
me for
known,
my body.
Known sex offender. And
use
then,
me for my body.
We were going to use a Jack in the Box head, but we couldn't get the get it passed.
We got to get you, Mark, up to Toronto. You guys up
Canada?
To Toronto. Yeah. Fortis Fitness, man. It's like the best gym right in Toronto.
Yeah.
Get you guys to show
is
us
Furious
how to
be Pete
going to
be there?
Oh, yeah, Furious P. Shout
we'll
out
go.
To him.
Then we'll go.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so when I invite, it's like no big deal.
Yeah, yeah but if Furious
P,
is there,
okay,
we
I
might go.
So I got stepped over.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
already
yeah.
on to
he
the
has
next.
A hot fiance. What do you got?
Myself.
Yep.
My nips, man.
Yeah.
My,
you could stay at
my,
home.
Okay. My pepperoni nips.
He's pepperoni.
He's a big pepperoni. Dude.
Names. Yeah, yeah, Furious is way bigger than you.
So now that we're talking about,
he's massive.
Yeah, you're all the team.
Like 245.
Now that we're talking about cured meats.
Yeah.
Yeah. my favorite topic.
Let's discuss this bullshit of Canadian bacon. What is going on with that? That's ham. Right?
We wanted to come up with something cool. So female bacon. It sounds good. Just say it.
Isn't it not ham?
Say it five times. I don't know the first thing about. Did you just yawn?
Yeah, you're boring as shit.
You're kicked off.
I'm sorry. Everybody drank all my monsters.
you're not anchoring this down. We're trying to hold it down.
Yeah.
Mark is sucking on the caveman teat over there. I'd have to open that one. I don't know where any of those have been. Other three that are on the table.
I use that one. So yeah. You're more than welcome to try it. But yeah, cured
ham's
bullshit. Oh, the female bacon.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I don't know the first.
The French come with some really fancy potatoes, and you bring us ham,
and ketchup chips. Which are, you know, questionable.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, you guys don't know about ketchup chips.
I've had them, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think, Jim?
I think they're nasty. I think okay. that...
I think it's Canadian. What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Yeah.
Canadian ketchup is too
A ketchup chip?
No. Yeah, they're Explain. Ketchup-flavored chips. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's not bad. Good. Yeah, that sounds
good. It's pretty good.
That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. There's weirder things in life.
Yeah.
So your nipples are made of...
Pepperoni or Canadian bacon?
I just nicknamed them pepperoni.
Okay.
You got to give them a nickname.
And what about your salami?
What about the salami? Well, you know, it's... It's
hanging
That's
string
there.
Cheese.
It's hanging out.
It's hanging out. I think, it's the same. My salami's the same circumference as my calves.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Puny?
Well, I mean, the calves are puny.
Puny,
but...
lonely.
Lonely.
Distant. Hairy.
Cured.
cured. Salty.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon comes from the back. American bacon comes from the loin.
Oh, my God.
From the back.
What?
Loin. You're eating ass all day.
That's ham,
you
right?
Female bacon, then. That's what we're meant to understand.
It's center cut ass almost
eater.
Pork
ass eater. Ass muff.
If it fits your macros, bro.
If it fits your macros. Mark has turned into the biggest bro since we've been here in terms of his eating.
Browning out.
Carbs and egg whites, like pancakes and egg whites. Quest bars.
Scoop away protein here and there.
Healthy enchiladas from your wife. I was like, where is the ice cream?
Oh, those
man?
Are fucking
good. It was delicious.
Those are fucking
Mark
good.
Mark told me to text you while I was eating them. Like,
and you did
he's
it. Thanks,
jealous.
Buddy.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to keep you up at night.
Yeah.
Lonely.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Then we saw your squats today, and it looked like shit probably because like it kept you up at night.
Yeah, I didn't get enough food.
Yeah.
I didn't get invited to the enchilada
You didn't get invited to the bro
To the fiesta.
Yeah. Fuel up.
Andy's fiesta.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Theirs are good. She's made something else I ate that was
What's in them? What's special about
it? It's just like a lower-fat cheese and like a tortilla.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
No, it's healthy. And then like turkey. Yeah.
It's super healthy.
It's amazing. It's just a she just cooks them in the oven.
Right.
So the... tortilla comes out really good.
It's all good. It's fucking
It's
good.
Just like moist. You know, turkey's always so dry.
Why is turkey so great? Or gross?
You think it's gross?
Yeah, turkey's dry as shit. If you try to eat turkey.
The dark meat's good, though.
You don't do Thanksgiving, sauce. Do you?
Yes, we do.
Why?
We celebrate in October.
Do you call it Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we call it Thanksgiving.
Did we kill your natives, too?
No, I think we killed our natives. We did the exact same thing. We're just as bad.
So, Thanksgiving.
Parallel lives.
Well, yours French, though, and ours are English.
You guys do it November. God. We do it in October.
It's too
close. Like, you do it end of November, then you're already on a Christmas. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Canada.
We like
was,
to spread out our holidays.
Does your kind do Christmas?
French and English. Kind. French and English in Canada. Mm.
Canada.
Like, the English were there. Yeah. The French were there.
Bonjour,
they
bonjour.
They fought each other.
More.
Comment ça va?
Whoa.
Oh.
You guys don't. You
I think.
Can you say anything in French?
If you do that here, you're going to have to clean it up.
What's your demographic on your channel and shit? Is it primarily U.S.?
I just realized what Mark said.
I didn't hear
I'm
it.
So slow today.
That's awesome.
It took me like 10 seconds.
That's awesome.
It's like yesterday trying to understand that dude. What were you saying? Oh, the demographic. What, like male, female?
No. 100% U.S.,
boys.
Canadian.
Young boys.
U.S. or Canadian? Or
no, you know what's crazy is so in terms UK. Of like the apparel and whatnot, it's like 75% U.S. But in terms of views, it's only about 40, 42. It goes – the big countries go U.S., 40. Then UK is like 13% or 14%.
Yeah.
Then Canada, Australia, they're each like 8%.
Yeah.
So America only makes up 40%. I thought it'd be more, but yeah. It only
well, before
up.
I insulted the French Canadians, I wanted to make sure that
you lost
I
one
think,
of my biggest demographics.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
I just think the accent's
George
so St.
gross. Pierre just dropped off. Thanks, Mike.
He dropped off on the spot. He was like, you know what? I like the slingshot, but fuck those guys.
Yeah. You think we're joking? He uses the hip circle.
Yeah, my hip was bugging me. Yeah,
GSP.
Yeah,
He's
I heard that.
It.
Mark was telling me
he
with Kelly. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But their accent's really gross.
The women sound sexy.
See,
actually.
I don't
if you
like
go to
it.
No, no, no.
I think
no,
the
you...
women sound deaf.
What?
Yeah.
You've never had a sexy French accent.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever
no,
been with
I
a French
haven't.
Woman?
I've never. No.
Okay.
No.
So you don't know what it sounds like then?
I've heard it.
Oh, you heard it. Well,
you have to be with it. You have to. I've never heard something unless I slept with it.
There is a difference.
All I hear is Mark Bell. Then all right? That's all I hear.
Yeah. It's like you go on like what you're searching for porn and like you hear like the French accent. Like if you hear the like in it sounds sexy. All
right.
Yeah.
Everybody listening, like Google French porn.
Yeah. Maybe I'll know when I hang out with Furious Pete.
That romantic. You're already on to the next big collab. I love it. Like you're like, who cares about Omar? Let's get him out of here. Yeah.
If I'm
French
hang
toast,
up,
French toast is good.
That is good. That was a good.
I don't
invention.
Know if we. Yeah. We,
they didn't do that. That's French. That's not fucking Canadian.
Listen.
Yeah. Okay. Checking our French Canadian toast to see how fucked we are now that Mike is dissed on.
Oh,
France.
You have it right there. Yeah.
Yeah, we're number 3.
What? Yo, scroll up. Yeah, only. Oh, it's 56.
Is this YouTube's?
Yeah, you got. Yeah. Oh, you got 60% US. Wow,
60% US. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are pimping hard.
We just changed that just now.
No,
Jim changed that.
Thanks, Jim. Dude, you're huge in Sweden. What up with that? Like, you're huge. You're number 5.
I can't even walk down the street in Sweden.
In Sweden, like you're the big. It actually happens like that. I was like talking to Pete about this. We're Democrat. Like you guys.
It's
are
probably
because
I was born there. That's probably a big part of it.
No.
Yeah.
We'll you're go so Swedish. Swedish. Yeah.
We'll go Lifetime and see what that looks like.
The Swedish meatball.
Oh, those are good. We should go there.
IKEA. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Do you have IKEA up where you are?
Jeez, Mike. What do you think? What do you think, Toronto? Like, you've been asking this question. Do you guys have like electricity?
Dude, I've been asking him these questions.
No, every day. You go to the Midwest in America, and they don't have the same shit we do.
Toronto has like Toronto's what? What is it, Jim? Jim's smart guy. It's
Toronto's
has, like
huge.
Third most populated city in North America.
I know.
New York and LA.
But like you, we have Carl's Jr. You go. You go 4 hours east, and there's no more Carl's Jr.
All Hardee's.
Yeah. That's why I asked. Jerk.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm sorry. Mike, will you forgive me online?
Yeah, I forgive
you. Okay, forgive me in person. Okay.
Mike ends up having a lot of beef with the people that are on the show. I don't know why.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of friction.
It's mostly your brother.
Yeah, he's got a lot of friction with my brother.
It's mostly Chris Bell.
Really?
There's a beef.
Really?
So I think
yeah.
Maybe what's today? Today's Wednesday.
We're going to have a 3-way beef.
I think maybe on Friday when we have a live studio audience.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
We should set up. We don't have a cage, but we
didn't get the memo.
We should have a game or something.
No, we should set up a ladders match. You guys have a ladders match.
Tables, ladders, and chairs.
We have a big ladder out there.
Tables, ladders, and chairs.
Yeah. We have all three.
First captain or first whatever. I pick Mark as my teammate.
You guys are going against each other.
I just picked a tag team though.
No, we're going up.
It's a handicap match.
I'm not getting involved.
Come at me, bro.
I'll be someone's manager.
Okay.
All right. I'll take Smelly.
I think it should be.
He's good on the mic.
Step ladder match.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Step stool.
I can't quite. Meh.
I'll fucking wrestle. Wrestle.
Wow. Yeah, we should just do that right now.
Yeah.
Shirts off, pants off. I already took my belt off. I was kind of anticipating something.
Smelly, so, pants off, dance off. So when they're about to slam somebody through the fucking announcer's table, why do they remove everything? Like, I don't want to break the TV.
Maybe
I don't want to smash his head.
For the guy not to like smash into the electronics.
Why would that be? Are you saying it's fake?
Awkward stuff.
Why? Yeah. So I want to hurt you. I'm going to slam you through this fucking table. I'm not going to remove Jim's equipment. I'm just going to slam your head in it.
It's all padded and everything.
Yeah. They chuck a fucking TV monitor.
Yeah, I think they just want to make sure something sharp isn't sticking to the side of the guy's face.
So you're saying it's fake too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about wrestling all yesterday. I wanted to do a skit where we're like a wrestling skit, but Mark was like, "I don't know about being hit with the chair. You know that actually hurts."
Yeah,
I'll do it. Like, that actually
I'll
hurts.
Take one for the team. Dude, these chairs work?
No, they got a pad on.
Yeah.
Oh, it won't make a sound.
I bet it would hurt like hell.
I'll do it.
You'll do it.
I'll do it. Just don't hit my head. I got a big back. I'll take it.
Big back. Okay.
Right in the booty.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it across the back. And The Rock used to block it all the time.
I'll do it. Me and The Rock are very similar. I'll be fine.
I don't know how he blocked it without killing his elbow, though.
Same physique.
He had the people's elbow.
Well, he just put his elbow way out.
He has the people's elbow. He's probably fine.
I think he had a pad on there, too, so maybe that helped a little bit. But.
On the chair or on the elbow?
On his elbow.
Okay.
Yeah, you need no pad for the sound. Is that the secret?
He had a sofa on his elbow is what you're saying.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you need no pad. It's like – it just fucking – it rings right through your brain.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I can't imagine. Anything for likes. Anything for you, Bromar.
I appreciate it, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah. Bromar.
I had not heard that one. That was
Omer Surf Clan. Just call me that.
Omer.
Just call me that.
So
whatever.
That was confusing.
Talk to me.
I'm still confused about the breasts.
Okay, what do we want to talk about?
Yeah, why are they hairy?
Can we throw some photos? Why are they hairy?
We'll throw photos on. They're all on your Instagram.
So I'm currently going through puberty, and I expect it to last a couple
years. I
think
I'm looking at a butt crack.
Okay, when you look at it.
I get excited, and then I find out that your chest, and I'm
disappointed and kind of aroused. Okay, so what about it? What about the chest? I did. You know what? I was like every bro when I first started training.
Pec flies?
I was not that dumb, but I was close. Like, I just basically benched. And I did deadlift from the start because my brother, T-Nation, read some articles and whatnot.
So Christian Thibodeau?
Yeah, Christian Thibodeau, another
worst accent ever.
Come on. You were talking about females. Like they sound different. Like a lot of the guys kind of sound like quack quack quack. Like when they talk, like yeah, you know.
All right, I don't want to get confusing here, but you said to understand their accent, you'd had to be with them, and you know Christian Thibodeau's accent really well.
We're just good friends.
Okay,
we're just good friends.
God damn.
Yeah.
That guy's jacked.
Yeah, so I did I was just doing bench press a lot as my main upper body accessory movement. And I found that it blew up my chest. No tricep gains, all chest. So it grew faster than every other muscle, and now I will not stop.
You got big titties.
I'm over your tits. Let's talk about some training here.
Okay.
You've been doing some powerlifting.
Yes, sir.
Your lifts are coming up.
Yeah. Compared to last year when I was on, I remember, yeah.
Let's give us a basic rundown of how you lift.
Okay.
Did you do the Hamilton program?
So yeah, so Jeremy has some really smart programming, but I do more kind of my own thing. I train 6 days a week, but
he's smarter than Jeremy Hamilton.
Yeah, hear that, sucker.
Jeremy, hear that?
He's like, sorry, what? You have over 2,000 pound total? Just, yeah, I bench 350 pounds. I'm gonna do my own programming.
Jeremy Hamilton's just he's just shaking his head.
Yeah,
it would be heavily influenced by him and by a lot of the Russians. Like, what's cool? Like, you guys call it super train, like Mel Siff. You know, super training, like training more in the 70-80% range, right? Higher frequency, lower volumes equated as compared to.
Are you diligent about the sets and the reps and the percentages and stuff like that?
Pretty well. I mean, there's some days, like if I'm not feeling the best and the weight's feeling too heavy, then I'll bump it down. Or other days, like before, you know, coming over here, had the flight, so I'm like, shit, let me lift some weight. So, like, that was an unexpected, you know, like PR day for the 500 pound squat. But by and large,
cheated.
Yeah, I cheated. Well, I wore SPD. Everybody knows I'm wearing those things. They're basically knee wraps. Okay?
Cheated.
Right. I probably got at least 80 pounds off.
He squatted 8 inches high. Yeah. He had knee sleeves on.
Yeah.
And a
purple knee sleeve.
I was in Canada.
Knee sleeves.
Yeah, those knee sleeves. Dropping them names.
SOB.
Yeah.
So give us like give us a lower body, you know.
Sure.
Typical lower body day. Another probably varies, probably do multiple, but just one day.
Sure, sure. So 6 days, 2 days are lower body. One's more deadlift focused, the other one's squat focused. So I'll start with the squat if it's on Monday and it's that leg day, and I'll typically do fives, right, like a 5x5 if it's 70-80% range. And then if I want to peak it up over a period of like 12 weeks, I'll do start at 70%, bump it all the way to 80 over a period of let's say 6 to 7 weeks, and then eventually do 4x4, 3x3, maybe a 2x2, and then a single over.
So
like
main
weeks.
Movement, squat, deadlift, is usually five reps and under, typically.
Yeah, so I'll do five reps or less squat. Then on the deadlift, I'll usually go next. I'll pick something I need to work on, like a stiff leg, and then the third movement will be something to help out my squat. So like the front squat I usually do. I got weak quads, right? I basically good morning my squat up. It's all in the back. So I do front squats and then another accessory movement for something I got to work on, like maybe a reverse hyperglute ham raise, something like that.
You have all that stuff at your gym. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is a good gym. You guys have two reverse hypers, I saw.
It's very serious out there.
It ain't no game. Okay.
So what about – so that's a basic rundown for lower body. What about some of the upper body stuff?
Just pec flies. Just start and
it's pec deck.
Pec deck. We don't have a
hashtag pec deck.
Yeah. Hashtag.
We started that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Pec decks aren't expensive.
You can
buy
come
one.
With us.
Buy one. Yeah.
You can join our pec deck army. It was started by
said
Mark.
Your mom's birthday is coming up. Buy her pec deck.
That would be amazing in your living room.
And she's like, "What the fuck am I going to do with this?"
Yeah. Hashtag pec deck was started by the Mark I and the Starettes.
Wow.
They're big fans of the pec deck.
Yeah.
No joke.
That's
the old school, you know, with the pads.
Yeah, pads.
Do
they start singing, like, let's get physical?
Yeah. You got to be wearing a leotard.
Physical. Keep it in.
It looks like you're fucking rapping.
Popping the bottles. Yeah, no, it either will be a pull or push day. If it's a pull, you know, a mixture of horizontal and vertical, so some pull-ups, some bent-over rows.
What is this, geometry? What did he just mention?
I mean, trigonometry. Calculus, man. You got to divide by zero for that one. Reach infinity. But Mark's like, what the hell just happened?
And beyond.
But no, if it's push, you got to start with bench, right? One day is a bench day.
How much
a
bench?
About 350. Actually, you know what's funny? I text Mark before I bench. Something like I talk shit with Mark all the time via the text messages, send photos. But I'm like, dude, I think I'm going to go for 350 today. And you're like, get it, son. And then you said, have some bench bagels and you'll be all right. I'm like, I have no idea what that means.
Oh, a bench bagel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've never heard of a bench bagel.
No, I mean, I have, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Bagels and water. It's a big secret.
If you say
salt
so.
Bagels.
Yeah.
Would you get a fully loaded bagel?
No, no, those are different. But just a bench bagel is just a salt bagel. That's all it is.
No.
You don't even need to put anything on it. It just has salt on it.
Just a bagel.
It's just like eating a giant pretzel.
What's so hard to fucking understand?
We got to go to
two or three of those bad boys, and you drink a ton of water.
We got to go to
so bloated.
Yeah. To Firestone Friday night and get one of those pretzels. They bring it out. It's like a 3-foot pretzel, and it's hanging on like a noose, and they drop it in the middle of your table with the sauces underneath it.
Oh my God.
It looks like a death scene, but it's so delicious.
Involved in that.
So this is why when you send me an email, we've been doing your macro stuff, Mike. You're like, yeah, I think I'm gaining weight now. I'm gonna gain up for my. That's what you're
I've been hanging out with Mark Bell too much.
You're like, I lost the weight. I got the abs, right? Mike's got abs. He's like, fuck it now. All about the pretzels. Yeah, 350, man. I'm just going to retire after that.
350.
Yeah, you made it.
Yeah, yeah. Hit it and quit it. You know, it was a struggle rep, right? I felt my pec ripping.
So on the on the bench, do you use lower repetitions as well?
Yeah, yeah. I use lower. So, and then I do 3 to 5, and then I overload with the blue slingshot, you know.
Slingshotting?
Yeah. I find – so my shoulders was bugging me before just with the amount of volume I was doing. And the lower
amount of steroids you're taking.
Yeah, you know, for the calves. Synthol right in there.
Yeah, right here.
But they're right there, man. You can see the marks. But, you know, after that, after the low bar, I don't know if anyone else experiences this, but I was getting rocked, my shoulder. So I started using the slingshot afterwards to do more work with the bench without my shoulder feeling like blown up.
And you used to bench like 340-ish?
Yeah, well, over the years,
stuck
so
there.
When I was, no. when yeah, so when I was last talking to you guys, I think like I had a 330 bench or whatever. Now I have a 350. I had a 420 squat. Now it's 500 high.
Mm, that's pretty
and
good.
And then it was like a 5. I think it was 545 or 560. I hit. And now
what
I
did you do in the green ranger suit?
545.
Yeah, so yeah. I think it was a little more than that.
Yeah,
that was sick.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Did you see our pink ranger?
No, I did not.
One of our training partners wore a pink ranger outfit for an entire meet.
Yeah,
and she was running the mono and stuff. It's the same lady.
Ass.
The same lady.
Oh,
young
that we
lady.
Saw yesterday. Oh no.
No. Okay. She's not here anymore.
Okay,
she's with us. She's with us, but she's just not here anymore.
R.I.P. She's not with us anymore.
God rest her soul.
She's the one that she got killed because Mark fell and then he killed her.
Yeah.
She was running the monolith.
Sundress.
Sundress.
What's so funny about it? It looks so orchestrated. We're like Mark's like getting ready. He's like, I'm like, there's a cute girl running.
There's a fan. Her skirt flies up.
I'm like.
Boom!
Of his big ass boner comes through his squat suit.
Start running away with the weight on my back. Yeah, wasn't good.
Yeah,
all
but,
bad.
Everything's going well.
Bye, Smelly.
Training's going great.
What about some curlage and some bodybuilding type shit? Do you throw in a lot of that? I know we were fucking around with some curls, but do you?
Yeah, man.
You have a day designated to any sort of hypertrophy?
The Jack and Tan lifestyle.
So it's kind of, yeah, so one day I do push-pull legs, and I do it twice for the week. So one's more strength and one's more hypertrophy. And
you hit up like leg extension, leg curl. You do any of that kind of stuff?
Not so my the only part besides my chest muscle group that actually has some size is like the quads, glutes, and the hand. So like I don't do any isolation stuff for them.
Oh
yeah,
you're
the
satisfied.
Calves I should though.
You're satisfied. With
I
your
would say
glute
I'm satisfied.
Progress.
I've been told I got a booty, so I mean, yeah, I don't
Damn.
Do any calf stuff. Yeah.
Damn.
No.
Weird.
By my male followers.
Donkey Caffer.
Yeah, what's your lady following? What's your demographic male female?
It's surprisingly high, the amount of women that watch on YouTube. Like I was talking with some of my buddies. It's usually like 3 to 5. I got like 12, 10 and 12.
Yeah, yeah. That's like our podcast. I think our
long hair, man.
Our YouTube's probably.
Shout out to all the ladies watching or listening.
You got some ladies in your gym, too.
I do.
I'm
thankfully.
I found them on Instagram.
Is that weird?
No.
Should they be separated?
It like, sounds
cute,
gay to me.
Like
cute
ladies lifting like real weights. It's
oh,
amazing.
Yeah. Oh, we have.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let me tell you.
let me tell you about them. Lady number one. No, some strong. It's good, man. I think more women in general are getting into powerlifting or just like barbell training, which I think is awesome.
Just for the record, you have never spoken one word to any of these women. I bet.
I mean, I look at them. I don't say anything.
Like, there's red pants. There's shorty shorts. There's like you have all these nicknames for them. You probably never said one word to any of them.
I just put out the vibe.
I love it.
That's why I got the compression pants. I'm like, let me show off.
I'm all about it.
One of my assets. And then
yeah, you go compression pants alone, huh? That's a little weird.
Oh, you mean without the shorts?
Yeah, we go shorts.
Well, if you got it, you show it, right?
We don't got it, so I wear shorts.
Oh, you wear shorts. Yeah, you got to do that, I guess. Then right? Yeah.
What's up with the guys that wear like 3 layers? Do you do that? You know, guys will go like a. Like spandex shorts and then compression pants to hide the junkage.
Yeah, just fucking thinking too much. What, they got a squirrel down there or what's going on?
Maybe. What's a squirrel?
That was Mark from the PowerCast last time I was on. Where I don't know why. You were commenting about a video of mine that got like a lot of comments when I was like deadlifting and I was like wearing shorts and like my.
Yeah, your
like,
wang.
My wang was kind of like. You know, knocking
flapping
into,
on the bar, yeah.
Well, yeah. So I was like,
gross.
It was just, it was a different pair of underwear. I went that didn't like hold it. Anyways, so You were commenting on, but you told me a story. You told me a story about like a dude powerlifting, and I couldn't like stop laughing. Where you said it looked like there was a squirrel on his pants. That's what you said.
Yeah,
it went on for like 10 minutes.
Oh, it was like
I was dying.
More like a raccoon.
Like, oh my. Yes.
He couldn't quite complete his deadlift.
Yeah, that was our conversation. You were supposed to make Rascal Apparel squat shorts.
Yeah, man.
That was a year and a half ago, and you haven't done it for us.
Yeah, I mean, we've been expanding in different ways, but the one I want to make is actually singlets. I think would be cool. If I ever did a powerlifting meet, I would like to wear my own, you know, singlet.
Yeah, I could sew it for you.
Thank you. Hand sewn. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Give us I know you don't want to give away all your secrets, but give us a couple of secrets on, you know, how people can basically kind of build up their YouTube. Like what are three elements that can help somebody to get the shit rocking and rolling?
Absolutely, man. So I think one, YouTube is kind of ubiquitous now, right? There's so many people on it. So
that's
three things.
That's a huge word.
I can't spell it, but I heard it.
Sounds French.
I heard it on the airplane, and I'm like, let me use it. So three things would be relatability, quality, consistent content, number two, and then your demographic, your niche, like being unique. So three things: being relatable, right, in a way that what you're talking about, it applies to people, right? Like, here's my journey, here's what I'm doing, here's why I'm doing it. You're like everyone else. A lot of people, like, it's great. People like to admire, you know, super jacked individuals, but they relate more to the person that's relatively on the same strength level or has similar goals. So relatability, right? What are you doing? Does it have applicability to a lot of people? Second one would be consistent, high quality content. No one blew up. Like, I remember I talked to Brandon Campbell about this. We're like, shit, when the YouTubes first started, it took 2 years for, like, both of us to get over 500 or 1,000 subscribers. And the quality of the content, like I was joking before, like, it was definitely worse. But at that time, I would say it was pretty damn good for compared
with
to everyone
technology
else.
And whatever.
Yeah, so,
else.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, compared budget. To what, yeah, everyone else
filmed
was doing.
On a potato.
Or sandwich, whatever you want. But so it's a consistent quality. It takes a lot of time. And what's more, if you build an audience, you got to keep them entertained and keep them with you. So you got to keep the quality high, keep providing new things. That's the idea behind, you know, coming down here and like showing the shim and just training and like shooting the shit, is like doing new, fresh things, providing new, fresh ideas. And the last one is your uniqueness. Like, what do you bring? Why should people listen to you? More people are starting channels than ever before, right? There's thousands of channels. I'm now noticing, I see on the comments, like, we get, let's say, like 500 plus comments on every single video, and at least like 10% are other small channels starting up, like, right. You know, like this guy fitness, this guy strength or whatnot. And it's like, so what's going to separate you from everyone else? Because there's already a million people trying, right, to make it big. So why should people follow you?
And most of them are bums.
Yeah. And so the answer is Green Power Ranger, right? So those three things, relatability, uniqueness, and then consistent quality content. You need to be willing to put in the work, and eventually you'll reap it. The rewards.
Yeah, I mean, today you were working on that video for,
yes, sir,
you know, several hours. We had maybe 30.
You would not shut up. You were coming over, showing me. No,
I was excited.
No, I was excited too.
You had 30 or 40.
I was excited. We're both excited together.
We're just excited. Well, then we could both be excited.
You had like 30 or 40 minutes of footage, you know, and Jim McD deals with this all the time.
Yeah.
But you're cutting all the footage down, and you mentioned earlier, you know, you said you don't have a job, but you really do have a job because you're filming this content, you're trying to put up good quality content, and you end up becoming, you end up putting in probably, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours
without even
really recognizing it because it's fun to you and so on and so forth. But it really does take a lot of patience to sit there and hammer out these videos. I mean, even once you edit it and once you do all that, then it takes X amount of time to upload and so on.
How's the editing process become over time? Like, you've been doing this forever, and now you're whipping out videos, what, 2 videos a week now?
No.
Maybe more?
No, 6 videos, man. 5 to 6 is the goal. It's for sure. Yeah, if you...
I'd probably just ignore the ones that don't have my name in them.
I was gonna say, if you want to make it, another tip quickly, if you want to make it big on YouTube, you need to put out like at least 3 videos a week. Because if your competitors, the people already like, are putting out, you know, 4 to 5 videos and everyone loves them, then they're not going to come back to you. You want top of the mind awareness, right, where they watch you so often that it's part of their daily habit.
Yeah, right. So you've edited thousands of videos. Yeah. Is it like kind of second nature now?
Yeah, you develop a flow. That's what I was saying actually about your brother, Chris Bell, where we threw up a video featuring Mark just talking about himself, right? And I discovered I was a metrosexual first when, and it was like 26 minutes, which you think on YouTube where the normal viewing time is about 3 to 4 minutes, right? Like, fuck that. No one's going to watch this, right? And it got the most amount of views in the past like 8 months of any of my videos. Got like almost 500,000 views in a month because it was a combination. Yeah, Mark's feeling hype is because like the people like me It was a combination of the content you're providing, what you're saying, and then how your brother presented it. So when you talk about editing, everyone has a different flow and a style that's unique to them. And so you got to develop that over time. Like quick cuts, you want long shots, like how long is the
video
going to
be? How high are you when you edit these things?
Interestingly enough, I'm sober. I'm completely just, then, you know, no coffee.
Then you're not
even
doing your best, right?
I'm not doing my best.
Then he's not taking his game to the next level.
I think that the answer to that question is if you were to try to do it under the influence of something, you would.
I know a YouTuber, I'm not going to say anything. He has brows.
You would
prefer. Does under them.
You would prefer.
I just know that.
You would
Little
prefer
Wayne,
to sleep or do something else or anything else.
I just know if Eminem and Lil Wayne were sober, they wouldn't be famous.
Yeah. So.
But that's different. Like,
I don't know. Art is art to me.
Mark took a photo of me with my hair down working on the video on most of it. Like, he looks like a fucking bum. Yeah.
They thought
like
Penelope Cruz was in there.
Or Steve Aoki. I'm like, right on.
Steve Aoki's weird, dude. I randomly went and saw Steve Aoki live at his club opening in Sacramento.
Okay.
I'm not into any of that.
Sure.
And it was like free. So I was like, all right, cool. Like, that sounds like a cool opportunity. That was the worst time of my life.
Really?
I hate that.
Oh, the type of music and the people that were there?
I can get
like
down
all
with
the
some electronic music. Yeah, all the YOLOs were out. And yeah, I can get down with some electronic music here and there, but that guy was fucking out of his mind, high as a but he's like banging on shit and screaming at me, and the club's tiny, and it was
really
so terrible. It sounded like shit.
Sounded like a scene out of Fight Club, man.
You personally?
I felt like he was. I felt like I was being like disciplined by like a very angry Asian devil.
Wow.
It was,
in this podcast, we discover Mike's racist.
Yeah.
Where's like, first he's like about the Michael Jacksons and Planet of the Apes.
Poor Michael Jackson.
R.I.P.
He's my favorite artist ever.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
Mark, name five bands you love. Artists.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, this is a good topic. Friendship
why
building.
Why don't you answer any of the
he'll answer
this question.
Yeah, he'll answer this.
Anyway, we were talking about you not having a job.
Yeah.
We were talking about the YouTubes, right? So you had the YouTubes for a few years, right?
Yep.
How many years have you had it now?
Technically, when I started, it was in 2009, so it's going to be 7. But it's going to be 6.
Hard on it, Wes. Son of a bitch.
But it's so when I'm like, you know what? Let me actually start putting out regular content. Before it was just for shits and gigs. But it'd be 2.5 years now.
And
really doing it.
Rascal Apparel. When did that start?
So I started a clothing line in 2013 May, and that's been about a year and a half.
Where'd that name come from?
So Rascal is a Russian word meaning schism, to break free, to stand apart. There's a big thing that happened in the 1800s in Russia with the Orthodox Church. But basically it became synonymous with like a schism in Russian. And I thought it always just had a powerful meaning. I also like to read some Russian literature like Crime and Punishment. And the main protagonist – well, he's not really a protagonist. But the main character is called Raskolnikov. And so Rascal, that just sound – always resonated with me, meant something to me, and I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to start a clothing line, it's not going to be like Omar Fitness or like whatever, like Omar Strength. It's going to be something that really resonates and means something to me. And so the idea behind it was that there's so many different clothing brands out there, and like Rascal, Stand Apart, to be different, Schism, meant something. And so I'm like, let me call it that. And that was kind of the mission directive behind Rascal Apparel.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, you did a good job building up your YouTube.
Yeah.
And then behind that, you started a clothing company. I think it's cool, and now you're able to kind of do all the things you enjoy. The lift, you know, you're going in powerlifting. You said you can work out 10 times a week, or 20 times
yeah.
a week,
absolutely, man.
If you want to, so it's cool that you're able to build all that up and to be able to afford to do what you're doing is fucking cool and inspirational.
Mark, you're just dumping all the compliments on Instagram too. When he posted, he's like hard work and da da this and that. I'm like, I think the carbs are definitely fucking with your brain.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
But I was gonna say just quickly to like turn this around like all the way 360 or do a 180, whatever. I don't know. What I said earlier,
Jason Kidd.
Whatever I said about you know, the money, like doing YouTube, where like it was viable to make money off of. Just quickly about apparel or all the YouTube. The final advice is that you do have to be passionate. You have to enjoy it. You have to love what you do. And if you do that, I think it'll emanate out of the content you produce, maybe the clothing you do, or like whatever. And people.
Yeah, but
will
that's number
identify.
One above everything else. If you're not
absolutely
into it, then that's going to show.
And that's what you said. Like I only imagine with YouTube, with like Slingshot and everything, where you said, yeah, you probably, like, after you saw me edit the video, like, you work at least, like, 45, 60 hours, maybe more than the average, the normal job that's 9 to 5. It's like, yeah, you're right. It's like, but you know what? I never even think that, like,
right.
Oh, man, I'm working a lot. I'm kind of like, on to the next project, right? Like, what are we doing now?
Right. Very cool. Well, we're at an hour and 10 minutes, so I think we should wrap this motherfucker up. What else
wrap
you got going
up.
On?
Well,
I know you're here for a couple days, but what else you got coming up in the future?
Yeah, so I plan on incorporating that Olympic lifting. I plan on providing more content with more people, maybe in that, like Pat Mendez, doing some cool stuff.
Just Pat Mendez?
Yeah, Pat Mendez.
That's our boy.
What's up? Yeah, just reaching out to people that provide something new, different, exciting, and just becoming stronger and trying to become, you know, the best possible lifter I can be.
Nice. Where can people find you?
They can. Here on the PowerCast. That's I'm
yeah, don't say that. There's 10 people at the
right
door
now.
Right now, probably waiting.
Yeah, no, like the folks that showed up yesterday. It'd be just YouTube. Just search Omar Asma for Omar Isuf, ISUF, and it should pop up.
The Instagrams,
the Asmuff. Yeah, Omar. Everything's just Omar Isuf. So OMARISUF.
So
yeah, it's a weird. It's a weird name.
And at Rascal Apparel is
at Rascal Apparel would be the clothing. Yeah. Clothing brand.
And what's the website people can find your clothing?
Rascalapparel.com. Keep it
this
super
simple.
It's too complicated.
Yeah.
Sorry, what? It's right. Okay.
Yeah, huh? What? All right, man. Well, it was great having you on the show. Multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered.
You can find me at shut up. I'm plugging myself. You can find me at SilentMike.com. Silent Mike with two Ks, Twitter, and Instagram, and may all your shits be tapered.
I'm Jim McD, STTV everywhere that I would want you to find me. Follow the show on Instagram at Mark Bell's PowerCast, Twitter at STJimSack, Facebook.com/SupertrainingJim. We're out.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues. Take your training to the next level with Slingshot products. HowMuchYouBench.net, and look for BSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's PowerCast is a production of supertraining.tv.